What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. Yeah, that was nuts with Sir Anthony Dominguez yesterday, our old guy. Also nuts with the tennis situation. It's canceled. People a little riled up about it. We'll talk about that. There's a lot to discuss there. Phil's game, not canceled. Phil's won. Did a real nice job yesterday. Lizardo, the star. Marsh, the star. The two stars. Eagles practice. Not canceled. We'll discuss what went on at Eagles practice yesterday. Look, an awful lot to do with you. All of it on the phone lines at 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello, Joe.
Hello there, buddy.
The inventor of the Frisbee was turned into Frisbees when he passed away.
What does that mean?
Like his ashes or something?
Yeah. He was. He asked to be cremated and turned into limited edition Frisbees.
Well, it could people, be what, you could actually buy them?
How many?
They were distributed to
his family,
friends. And they were also apparently used for some fundraising for his favorite
It's kind charity. Of a weird one, right? Like, let's go throw Johnny around. There's a-
I would say weirdo, weirdo.
Do you give it to the dog?
Let the dog eat it. How are we all feeling? Seltzer, people were a little up in
annoyed,
arms yesterday.
Angry, frustrated.
Man.
Look, I get it.
I understand
where people are coming from, plans, you know, all that stuff, and it was set.
I felt bad about that.
I did, too.
I really did. Look, you can weigh in if you want to take a whack at me. It was not my decision. That is the truth on the tennis thing. I was ready to go. I really was ready to go. Now, look, like Jack said, I'll agree with this. There was something to be said for not playing. You know, it was really, really freaking hot out there. I think more than anything, we were worried about the about people that could come watch us. I mean, we didn't have this set up for, like, ambulances and, you know, medics and all that stuff, and it's a station event. I think there was a legal issue to it. With that said, Spike and Ike just killed me and Jack yesterday and killed Rod Lake and the management. So if you think it was, like, wildly out of line.
Midday show did, too.
Yeah.
It was both shows.
Yeah. So look, 215-592-9494 to whack away. I'll address it more as we move through the show, but it's certainly on the table. I really do feel bad for people that intended to come yesterday, some of whom even showed up. I got some text messages from people, where are you?
Oh, no. Like, did you really?
Yeah, I really did. I'm like, you didn't get the memo over the last 2 hours that it was canceled.
You keep saying canceled.
Well, postponed.
Is it canceled or postponed?
Okay. Postponed, okay. Yeah. So look, obviously a bummer, and you can weigh in, 215-592-9494. All right, let's get to the Birds. First preseason game next week, believe it or not. By the way, trade deadline in baseball now, let me do math, 24 and 12, 36 hours away for the trade deadline. That's 6 o'clock tomorrow. So you can certainly weigh in on the Phils, not just last night's game, but frankly, much more importantly, the trade deadline, the opportunity to add some players, 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles. John practiced yesterday in big picture with the Birds.
Are you less scared now after last
what?
Night? The Phils feel a little less scared. Do you feel a little more inclined to go big?
I don't know that I'm scared. I'm
go
just
big.
No, I don't actually. I think the Phillies have some issues, and it's debatable whether this is the year to go for it. But it was a good bounce back by Lizardo. All right, John, what do you make of the Eagles? Practice yesterday, the big picture. What are you thinking?
I'm blown away by the defense. It's been the first 2 days in pads.
Yep.
Yesterday, we got to see the guys in shoulder pads and, you know, leg pads. When they're in leg pads, you know, it's real. So they were not tackling to the ground, but they were playing football. And the day before, they were in what's called shells, which is helmet and shoulder pads and shorts, but they were still hitting. The offensive linemen, they were hitting.
Yep.
They were getting good work in. What I've seen is the defense looks really good. And I know it's super early, and I know yesterday you've got the weather factored in. Man, you've made a massive deal over Josh Sweat. Milton Williams.
Yeah.
Darius Slay.
Correct.
CJ GJ.
And BJ. All five of them.
It's, those guys really, they were outstanding. And you can't say that any other way.
Yep.
They were great players. This defense can still be great right away this year.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I don't think so right now
in camp. This defense is so much better than you think it can be this early, and for a variety of reasons. You know, Jahad Campbell is out there and flying around and looking really fast, which is so exciting.
It's a great development.
But Trott Jr. also looks amazing. Trott Jr. is out there making plays, and you can see he knows what he's doing. You hear Vic Fangio talking about him after practice, the major strides he's made this year. These young cornerbacks are being rounded out now by Adoree Jackson, who is getting challenged publicly by Vic Fangio, which is a bad sign for Kelee Ringo.
Well, it's a bad sign for Adoree Jackson also.
No, this is a veteran that the guy, Vic Fangio, is saying, I expect he needs to show more. He didn't show enough there. I'm telling you, he's challenging him.
I know he is.
I'm telling you, Adoree Jackson is right now in the driver's seat to win that spot from Kelee Ringo based on what I'm seeing out at practice. These young cornerbacks are really helped by his veteran leadership out there. And right now, you got Reed Blankenship talking about how this defense is so advanced compared to last year at this time. He's saying they're doing graduate-level courses, essentially, in training camp at practice, six or seven, compared to last year when they were still in defense 101 courses when the season started. You got Cam Jurgens telling the media after practice he thinks that the defense that Vic Fangio must have installed everything. Like, they must have everything in. But you got Vic Fangio saying, hey, nope, not everything's in. We got some more for Cam Jurgens and the offense. So a number of competitive little things. But by the way, the defense looks schematically amazing, and everyone knows what they're doing. Jordan Davis looks phenomenal, as has been documented. He said it's 26 pounds, but the guy looks a world different. We have so many edge rushers coming into camp with this Ogbo addition guy. Mm-hmm. So you got Uche now. But you got Vic Fangio saying Jalix Hunt, Nolan Smith are secure. Basically, everyone else that comes in with a different name than those two,
fighting for playing time. Absolutely.
Which is a great setup.
Absolutely.
I'm telling you, this defense, Nolan Smith concussed himself out there. This defense is crushing it. This defense is hitting.
Look, John.
And that is so much different than what everyone predicted. Oh, no. Woe are we. Our defense is going to take a huge step back this season. That may not be the case if the first 2 days of camp, when they're hitting, are any indication.
Look, I am glad that you feel that way. I mean, I really am. It's a good development. I will tell you this. I still am a major skeptic. And I'm not saying they're going to stink, but I'm going to stand by the fact until I see otherwise in a game. I'm going to stand by the fact that I'll be shocked if the Eagles' defense is anywhere near as good as last year. I really will. And so I don't say this to be a Debbie Downer. I say this to be a realist. I mean, one thing that has stood out to me in the offseason is I feel like critical analysis flew out the window around here. And like when March happened, a lot of people acted like, no big deal. They lost five really good defenders. I'm like, what? No big deal? You kidding me? Now, look, it's good that John, when he puts his eyes on this, sees what he sees and thinks what he thinks. I'm glad. John, I'm glad to hear you say what you said. But I also know this. Corner and safety.
Corner and safety are
major issues. I mean, what Vic Fangio said about Adoree Jackson yesterday.
We got talented players. He's going to mix and match. Basically, he knows he needs someone else. And whether that's a cornerback or a safety,
or both,
they're going to take maybe both. They're going to take them and mix and match with the guys that we have. But there is a lot of talent back there.
Listen, here's the deal. When I look at corner and safety, I see problem and problem. I mean, I don't mean the other corner and the other safety. I mean the ones we're talking about. I mean the Adoree Jackson situation with Kelee Ringo to me looks like a problem. And the safety situation.
Well, that secondary that looks like such a problem to you is out there completely deflating the offense. Is out there completely like taking the wind out of A.J. Brown's sails. and Dallas Goedert sails. You can see it in the way the offense is limping their way back to the huddle after every snap. They're getting beaten up out there by this defense that everyone says doesn't have a chance.
If you're proven right, John, good for you and great for the Eagles and great for us as Eagles fans. Seriously.
Yes.
Like if they turn in, because look, I'll take
Vic Fangio is going to figure out a way to make all these pieces fit, and they're going to keep adding. They might add all sorts of pieces, just like you suggested there. They might add another cornerback and another safety into the starting rotation here.
Well, look, we'll
That'll still work.
We'll see where you stand at 215-592-9494. I mean, entering this phase of the whole thing, which is preseason next week, you know, real game coming up in a little bit over a month, and I mean just a little over a month. Remember, guys, they play September 4th. We know the five biggies they lost, Milt Williams and Sweat, who were two of the best in the Super Bowl specifically, and Milt Williams, I think, was a little better than Sweat during the regular season. They were very, very good players. They weren't exceptional, but they were very good players. Brandon Graham, who obviously, I mean, we know the whole BG thing. CJ GJ, when he's here, he brings the lumber and they brought the fire. When he wasn't, there was a major problem in 23. And then obviously Darius Slay, who was like a very, very, very good player after having previously been a great player. Not to mention, by the way, Nakobe. Now, encouraging, if you missed it yesterday, Nakobe out there running, not part of the practice, but running, doing a drill where he was running. I don't know if you call it a drill, but he's exercising.
No, it was a rehab drill.
Rehab drill.
Pulling a weighted sled.
And that's a really, really good sign. But I'll tell you guys, I do have concern about the defense. I hope John's right. I hope like crazy he's right. But it just seems implausible to me when you take those guys and then hand it. And I know it's great Jahad Campbell's already practicing and ahead of schedule. That is great. I'm not saying I know I'm right. I'm just saying this. I think I'm right that the defense won't be nearly as good. That's my opinion. Now, we'll know in September and October. But what do you think as we project it moving forward? 215-592-9494. And do you share my concern specifically at corner and safety, and to a certain extent, defensive line also, where they lost three guys? Joe DeCameron, John Rich, your phone calls. We're going to get into the trade deadline. I got a lot more to say about the tennis thing, because there was a lot yesterday. I did feel bad about it. We'll address it. 215-592-9494. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP. All right, isn't it time to invest in yourself? I certainly say it is. So how about you start with PI Dental Center and their decades of experience in complex dental treatment, of which I have been a patient at PI Dental now for a couple decades. My mom, a patient there for 30 years. 30 years with Dr. Glenn Wolfinger and Dr. Robert Slough. Sensational with what they do. Both board-certified prosthodontists. They specialize in the restoration and the replacement of teeth. PI Dental Center are also the originators of the Teeth in a Day. That's a revolutionary treatment that delivers fixed teeth and implants placed for a dramatic transformation in a mere one day. If you are really struggling with your teeth, and I know a lot of you listening right now are, know that, man, help is there for you. You just got to get yourself to PI Dental Center. They're located in Fort Washington. You can start with their website, PIDentalCenter.com. Make sure you visit PIDentalCenter.com to request your new patient evaluation.